Yo, you know what time it is? This is LDRT Matter Podcast Show right back here online, and you can get to listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on Anchor FM. Thank you, everyone, for always staying tuned on this show. We're about to get started now, so don't touch the dial. I'll be right back.
LDRT Matter Podcast Show is live now. Wow, my favorite show is live. I can't wait to hear from Conflow Flex. Yes, you can also follow us on Instagram for more updates and on Facebook at Conflow Tube Tunes, on Instagram as Conflow _ Tube Tunes. Stay tuned.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to LDRT Matter Podcast. This is Conflow Flex speaking live to you today. Yes. On today's episode, we're going to be treating empathy versus sympathy under the friendship series, which we've started since the beginning of this month. And we're also going to be ending that series this week. All right. So today's topic is controversial because many people seem to misunderstand or misuse empathy and sympathy. Why most people don't even know what it is or why they are different. So people will tell you that empathy is the same thing as sympathy. No, it's not. They are two different concepts. So now let's begin with the fact that the Nigerian economy, and I'm speaking basically for Nigerians, they are going through a lot due to the economic depression that's out there. And not only Nigerians, I'm quite sure there are other countries that people are just trying to get by every day. So tough times are circumstances that most people base their friendship on. Yeah, the last time we talked about basic building blocks of friendship, we mentioned about proximity, intensity, and those things you can do to what? To make your relationship solid, to make your relationship better. But today, we really want to know why most people or most social media users come online and write, "If you are a fake friend, just stay away." Don't lie to me. You have seen something like that on one or two people's statuses so far, the beginning of this year. So far since the beginning of this year, rather. I've come to read comments or social media posts or WhatsApp statuses that mention something like, "It is when you don't have, you will know those people that are your friend. It is when you don't have, you know those people that love you. If you are a fake friend, please stay away from me." I've seen a lot of those kind of content online. So now let's come to the understanding of why these people feel that way. Why these people feel that the situation, the circumstances surrounding them, the pain, the distress, the problem, the problem they are going through, the pain they are enduring, their friends don't know about it, or their friends, in quotes, don't care about them. Yes, where the confusion starts from. This is where we are going to get real now. Now, the difference between sympathy, the difference between sympathy and empathy are just two things. And I'm going to buttress it very well today. Welcome once again. If this is your first time you are listening to LDRT Matter Podcast, please subscribe, please like, please comment and share to your friends. Because this is where you get to know more about everything and anything. Oh yeah, if you have any topic you want me to talk about or you want me to buttress on, please send them into my email, which will be dropped after the podcast. Thank you. So let's get back to what I was saying. Now, tough times don't last. Tough people do. And tough times that people are going through, they need a support system. And that's why you see most people, they'll come online and be like, "Oh, you are a fake friend. You don't know what I'm going through. It's only when I have money you are my friend." It's because of the tough times they are going through and they don't have tough people around them as support system. And why is that? Because many people don't know the difference between sympathy and empathy. Many people, when their friends are going through a lot, they are only sympathizing with them. Whereas the friend that is going through a lot needs what? Empathy. Now, let me break it down for you. From the get-go, the definition of sympathy is the feeling of pity or sorrow for the suffering or distress of your friend or of another person. It can also mean a mutual relationship between people, between two people now, or between more than two, such that they are correspondingly affected by the same condition. Now, when your friend is going through a lot, or when you are going through a lot, and you have a friend, or you are a friend to someone, you want to show sympathy. How do you show sympathy? Until that person tells you about what they are going through, that's when you are showing sympathy. Now, you've picked one thing in everything I've said so far. When that person tells you what they are going through, you show what? Sympathy. Oh, you feel down. You feel bad that that friend is going through that thing. Or your friend feels bad for you that you are going through that thing. That is what? Sympathy. Another word for sympathy is what? Pity. But when it comes to empathy, empathy is the identification with, it is the understanding of the thoughts, feelings, or emotional state of another person. Now, have you picked one or two differences now between these two definitions that I've mentioned? The first one is the feeling of pity or sorrow for the person that is going through pain, that is going through a lot. While the second one is you identify with their problem. You now understand their problem. Are you getting me? So now, the capacity to understand another person's pain or another person's point of view in any condition or in any situation they are going through means that they do not have to tell you before you feel empathy or before you show empathy. So empathy comes in the sense that when this person is going through a lot, even after they tell you, you are somehow affected, not just because you feel for them, but because you have somewhat experienced what that person is going through, or you definitely know the emotional state of going through that a lot your friend is going through. And this is where we have problem. Many people are going through life. They are going through life without that support system. In fact, many married couples, they don't have empathy in their relationship. They don't have empathy in their marriage. Imagine you as a wife, you have gone out to work, you came back, on getting home, it's already late, and your husband is going to be back in the next 1 hour. In that next 1 hour, you have to hurry up. I mean, within that 1 hour, you have to hurry up, cook, and clean the house and do whatever you want to set in place. Now, you find out that there's no gas, or probably the groceries is exhausted and you are tired. So you just call your babe. Hello, babe. I'm actually tired. I just got back from work. Can you please get this thing while you're on your way to work? Do you know if it is somebody that does not feel empathy? Say, why does it have to be now? Just find something to do. Somebody that wants to show empathy will let you know that, you see, for the fact that gas has finished, food has finished at home, don't worry, babe, I will just order food on my way home. That's how they show empathy. But unlike somebody that just wants to show sympathy, for real? Okay, I'll just get one or two things. What do you say you need? You need this, Abby. You need that. Okay, I'll get it. Meanwhile, when the person gets it for you, when they bring it home, by the time the person gets home, it's even over late, self. It's already late that you are back from work. You couldn't do what you need to do within the time that you are supposed to do it. Now, imagine your husband coming back home around 8 p.m. with those stuff you said you don't have at home to finish up what you needed to do. They now bring it. And at around 8:30, you now started cooking, or you now started doing all those things you need to do. The person has not shown empathy. The person has only sympathized with you because of your lack of resources. At that time, you lack them. So empathy is that you try to ease up the person's feeling. Now, sometimes when you are showing empathy, it's not necessary that you solve that person's problem. That's where we get it wrong. Some people say that, if I want to show empathy, won't I have to send the person money? Won't I have to solve the person's problem? No. Sometimes, in those emotional states, the person that is requesting for empathy just need a support system. Just need somebody that will stand with them and tell them that, it is well. I understand you. I feel your pain. I know what you are going through. And if there is any solution you think you can do, or you are envisioning something doing, don't worry. We'll do it together. That's empathy. Sometimes the person that is telling you that, let's find solution together, is not ready to even give any helping hand. But the fact that that person is there at that moment, and that person is not actually fueling your emotional trauma, that's a way of showing empathy. Now, let me now show you an example of sympathy in this scenario. A friend lost a dad recently. And then when the person posted it on the group, the reason why she hasn't been online was because she lost her dad. You know, many people were like, hey, yeah, oh, my condolences to you, this and that. That's sympathy. Rather than someone that goes into the person's DM or call the person and be like, I feel your pain. I hope you're not thinking of anything that is demeaning or that is detrimental to your health. Babe, this time won't last. Well, we are happy that he didn't go through any other means that is bad. But just what? Calm down. Be cool, don't worry, you'll be fine. Or do you want me to come over to your house? Maybe just take you out. That is empathy. Rather than somebody that just send the person message, oh my God, are you serious? I'm so sorry. We'll not see that again. Oh, my condolences to you. That is what sympathy. All right. I think I've exhausted the few points I've gathered about on this topic. But maybe there's still one or two things I'm not saying. You can send me your questions, your suggestions, or maybe you have any other review about this, or you want to join and maybe just, you know, contribute to this, or you have a story that you want people to empathize with you on. Can send it to my DM or my email rather at conflow.com. Yes, conflow.com. So above all, you can also listen, view my other content. Yes, I've dropped a lot of episodes based on the things that we've talked about for this month, friendship series, and even every other topic. So you can check out those contents, listen to them, drop your comments. I would love to read your comments. In fact, I would love to get voice messages from you guys. Yes. All right. That'll be all for today. I really appreciate every one of you that listened to this, and I would like you all to please support my podcast. Please support my podcast by sending it to your friends, by reposting, sharing to everyone you know. Thank you. Dalu. Bye-bye.